This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Senior Care and Technology Channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with George Perdomo, Senior Vice President of Corporate Strategy and Development for Homemate Care, which provides low-cost next-generation solutions for elder care and monitoring. George, certainly a pleasure to have you with us on eHealth Radio.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So for starters, is the elder care market growing, and do you have any stats to bear this out?
Absolutely. We've seen numerous amount of market research, and I guess the mass media, they also talk about the baby boomers coming about in these last few years. We know the baby boomer market is from 1946 through 1964, individuals that were born between those years, at least in the U.S. market as well, amounts to just about 77 million people. Approximately, you know, that's 25% of almost all Americans in the U.S. market alone. And we've seen that more and more increase amount of individuals retiring. We've seen increased population by 75% for seniors alone. That's growing intensely. We're seeing that, you know, even in the world population, it's also growing in an unprecedented amount. The pace is, you know, growing year after year. We're seeing that life expectancies from several years ago, individuals 47 years, 47 years old and so forth, is typically kind of the life expectancy from the 1950s to 55s. And now we're seeing individuals reaching 75 years old. And they're expecting that the life expectancy is going to continuously increase. And a lot of that is attributed to a lot of the improvements in diseases, added benefits in medical related matters, and, you know, quality of life is also growing between all these segments.
And how can technology help older people live at home longer?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think technology ultimately is going to be a tool. Just like how there's been advances in medicine to improve the quality of life, I think technology is right alongside. It's very parallel with those efforts. I really think that technology is going to be a staple. It's going to be part of life. Moving actually around, living longer in your own home is going to be something that's going to be attributed to technology. Individuals don't want to be able to move into an assisted living facility. They want to stay in their homes longer. And I think with technology, a lot of this is going to be made possible. And this technology is a lot around mobility as well. Having mobile devices today, mobile devices are increasing, penetrating the senior population more and more. We're seeing seniors that 5 years ago didn't even own a phone. Now they're using iPhones. They're connecting through FaceTime with their grandchildren. They're actually sending and receiving texts, MMSs, taking pictures, sending it to the grandchildren. So we're seeing that technology is being embraced. Is it there 100% yet? I think it's going to take time, but I think I'm very bullish in the sense that technology continues to evolve and it continues to penetrate within the senior market.
George, if you would, get into the reasoning behind the creation of Homemate Care.
Yeah, that's a good question. Really, the reason behind Homemate Care was really the understanding that there was a need to help individuals live longer and in their homes. And what we did see, a great tool, great asset, which is the mobile, the home automation, the kind of advancements between devices that are connecting wirelessly back into systems that are cloud-based systems. We're really seeing that technology becomes more and more, to provide guidance. We're seeing that technology is being used to have reminders, interact with individuals, as well as provide kind of rules and instructions on how to live a better lifestyle every day. Homemate was really designed to address all that, and more importantly, was really addressed to be a true plug-and-play need, because what we're seeing is with a lot of technology becomes very cumbersome and even sometimes almost difficult to use. What we wanted to do in the whole core essence of HomeAid is really creating an easy-to-install, easy-to-use. And what we also did is we tried to also create packages based on application-specific needs that were really designed from the beginning to be very affordable and actually have a lot of commonly used intuitive solutions built into the application, so it would create an ease of use for these individuals. And ultimately, we understood that it was only going to be as I guess, important to not only provide guidance, but in the event that there's an event or an alarm, having a prioritized response from the list of individuals that are actually predefined in the system or even acted upon entering their number during the event, all this could really reduce the casualty or and even improve the quality of life and peace of mind within it. So really, the creation behind HomeAid was really to encapsulate a solution and offering that really is effortless. It's really an easy to use, simple to use, that really addresses the senior market.
Today we are visiting with George Perdomo, Senior Vice President of Corporate Strategy and Development for HomeAid Care, which provides low-cost next-generation solutions for elder care and monitoring here on eHealth Radio, Senior Care and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. George, outline the different elements and products under HomeAid Care.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Actually, you know, I think HomeAid Care has been really leading edge in terms of creating four unique specific packages. And they range from packages, when I consist of a package, is a small, simple, lightweight box that can be sold through retail or directly from our e-commerce site, that is around medical alert, video alarm system. We have a fall medical alert. We have an activity tracking. And we have a medication adherence program solution as well. And many of these packages, they are starting at $49. We have a very low monthly recurring fee for that. That's about $9, $9.99. And really what we're trying to do is really address a very sensitive market by having a solution that is very affordable, that is very easily to obtain, simple to use, and really that's easily to expand as well, because that's one of the things of our platform and our solution and our offering is really start off with a basic kit. And as they become more and more comfortable in utilizing the system and interacting with the system, it gives them an ability of a kind of a platform, a starting step to be able to add additional features and additional devices. So that way it becomes even more and more integrated into their way of life and quality of life as well.
Also, George, all the products under HomeAid Care use video verification. Why is this important and what are the advantages of this technology in terms of response in a health emergency?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think video is going to be the key aspect to providing a very robust solution. I think video reinforces the fact that not only do you get alerts or reminders to use certain sensors, but more importantly, the video really creates that interactive between the individual and the caregiver, being a family member, a friend, or even a colleague or somebody within their social group that would be able to assist and provide coaching and guidance. One of the advantages of our video is not only to be able to send a video clip or an image and an event and the timing of event to some first responders, but what I really see important as well is that it's also a kind of solution that enables individuals to interact with the system in real time. An example for that would be, take for instance, an individual that has a medication pill dispenser. One of the things of our system is we have reminders to set alarms such that the individual knows when to take their medication. When we enhance and augment the camera interaction, what we could actually also do is create an open dialogue using the speaker and the microphone to actually reinforce the fact that not only did the alarm go on, but the need to actually consume the medication. Because one of the things of medical medication adherence is not so much the alarm, but the actual physically swallowing of the medicine and you know, in order to provide adherence to their medical program. So I think camera is really that kind of completion of the end-to-end solution. It unifies the solution, and it actually almost creates almost like a two-way dialogue with an individual and the caregiver without really needing to be next to their side. They can have that interaction with live streaming.
Well, George, it certainly has been good to have had you, and you're doing a fantastic job in regards to senior care and the technology that you offer through HomeAid Care. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners along the lines of our conversation today?
Yes, no. I mean, I think awareness and prevention services, I mean, I think that's where really we believe we're going to be a big staple in that kind of market. We really believe in the aging in place. We really want to be able to connect individuals with their social being, people that know them, not just a kind of a distant call center agent that's just following a script. We want to have a personalized solution that really connects people with things and things with other people. So that way the experience could ultimately be a win-win for all the parties instead of being a burden to try to even link individuals together to help promote and to also excite them about following a certain routine and regimen to have an improved quality of life and enhancements to their you know, health as well. So I think really our solution with a HomeAid offering could be something that could be a lifesaver one day.
Absolutely. Where can listeners get more information on HomeAid Care, and where can they be in touch as well?
Yes, you can visit us at our website at homeaidcare.com. And if you have any questions, we're also reaching out to several retail outlets, soon to be in the local pharmacies, hopefully.
Once again, George, we thank you for your time and all you're doing in the space. And again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Goodbye.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with George Perdomo, Senior Vice President of Corporate Strategy and Development for HomeAid Care, which provides low-cost, next-generation solutions for elder care and monitoring. And for more information and for contact, simply visit HomeAidCare.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Senior Care and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.